Media giant Time Warner will pay a $300 million penalty to the Securities and Exchange Commission. The civil penalty is to settle charges the company overstated revenues earned by its online division, AOL. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
The probe involving Time Warner covers a roughly two-year period and involves allegations the company engaged in a variety of accounting shenanigans. Brian Boucher is an assistant professor of accounting at the Wharton School. He says at the center of the government's case is the charge the company, then AOL Time Warner, used fraud to make its revenues look better than they actually were.
What AOL would do would be to give, let's say, $10 million to another internet provider, like HomeStore.com, which was mentioned in the complaint, to buy a banner link on HomeStore's website. So AOL is paying HomeStore to advertise on their website. Then HomeStore would take that same $10 million and turn around and buy advertising on AOL's website. So in essence, AOL is giving cash to HomeStore. HomeStore gives it right back to AOL, but AOL gets to book the revenue for it.
But the problems at AOL Time Warner went beyond advertising revenue. The SEC also charged the company with overstating its subscriber base. Boucher says the company did this to cover up the fact its stock price was on a downward slide.
One of the big things that was going on with internet service providers at this point is there was a question of who was going to dominate the industry. So if you're showing healthy increases in subscriber bases, it's going to be more likely that you're going to emerge as the firm that dominates this industry and puts the other ones out of business.
AOL had to acknowledge usually the next quarter that subscriptions were overstated. The SEC also charged the company with violating a previous cease and desist order and, in a separate proceeding, charged three of the company's executives with violating securities laws. Legal expert John Coffey says the settlement also includes a $500 million earnings restatement with the possibility of more to come.
There is some possibility that there'll be further earnings restatements. To this point, Time Warner has already had earnings restatements of something like $690 million because of its problems with AOL.
But that is a drop in the bucket compared with nearly $200 billion in shareholder value that has been erased at the giant company since the disastrous purchase of Time Warner by AOL. Again, Professor John Coffey.
I think this is the final chapter in what is probably the most disastrous merger in American financial history. And with this resolution today, Time Warner is finally paying an additional $300 million to settle the various earnings management charges that were principally directed against AOL.
With today's settlement, Time Warner did not admit or deny any wrongdoing. In a brief statement, Chairman and CEO Dick Parson said the company is pleased to have resolved the SEC's investigation. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.